Now, this is what is being published. This is what is being spoken about. This is what is being said. The earthquakes are the result of what is happening. Folks, the world is even taking attention to what is happening. I heard one news commentator make a comment about the earthquake that just happened in Indonesia. When is all this going to quit? It won't. What God is saying, as we get closer and closer and closer, these things are going to speed up. These things are going to come. These things are going to happen. And again, we know this. We hear the news. We know what's going on. But what I'm trying to do is to put it into an information thing that you can realize, hey, it's real. This is what the Bible's saying. This is what's happening. Let me go on to the next one. We've talked about earthquakes. Number two, famines. Notice the Bible says, and famines. Now let me give you a definition of a famine. A famine is a persistent failure in food supply over a prolonged period of time that leads to many deaths. That's a big word or big thing simply saying that it's a shortage of food. A shortage of food. But let me give you two reasons why there's a shortage of food. Number one, there's natural reasons, natural causes. It may be crop failure. It may be insufficient rain or too much rain. Crop fails. It may be because of the weather, things that come in and take place. It could be because of disease or pestilence. It could be because of large swarms of insects that come. And right now there is a large swarm of locusts somewhere out in Africa that is just devouring the countryside and what is taking place. But there's also another cause, and I didn't necessarily realize this, but there's another cause for famines. It's governmental control. Russia, North Korea, and many countries of Africa have selectively banned or withheld food from certain groups of tribes or people to literally annihilate them to get them off the face of the earth. Russia did that to their enemies during the Cold War. Many times they would starve their enemies. North Korea tried to do it to South Korea and stop boats and stop things from coming in. The different countries in Africa, as the tribal wars began to emerge, they would literally withhold food from other countries so they would die. 4 million people every year die from famines. I want you to think about that. 4 million people every year die from famines. Currently, in our world, there are 21 countries, I want you to listen to this, 21 countries that are experiencing famines. I thought about that. That's amazing. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever heard of different aid organizations to feed the hungry? Raise your hand. Guess what? It's not working. Now think about this. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against those organizations. I think we need to reach out and we need to help people. But there are so many different aid organizations trying to supply food, trying to provide money, and trying to take care of this. And folks, they cannot stop the leak. They cannot stop what is taking place. You say, why? God's in control. Now, folks, I want you to understand what God is saying. God said these disasters will begin to increase, begin to come. The book of Revelation talks about a third of the trees and a third of the grass burn up. The Bible talks about the oceans drying up. The Bible talks about all these events happening during the tribulation period. And folks, we are seeing the beginnings. Things are beginning to happen. Things are beginning to take place. But the idea of famines. The worst famine that ever took place, and I was really kind of shocked about this, was in Uganda in the 1980s. 21% of the population died. I want you to think about that. One famine, 21% of all the population died. And the sad note was, most of those that died, half of the 21% were under the age of 20. It was the young people and the children that died. Now, I want you to see this. The Bible talked about the earthquakes. The Bible talked about the famines. But I want you to see the third thing is a pestilence. The word pestilence literally means disease. Now, we think about this particular thing. There are several causes for pestilence. Disease or sickness that spread one from person to person. We think about the different plagues and the different things that have happened over humanity and different things. Unclean living conditions, unsanitary conditions. Many times after natural disasters such as earthquakes and things, disease is very prevalent. One that we don't like to think about too much, but rodents and different things that carry disease and germs. These are what spread the idea of pestilence. But I want you to think about disease. Over the years, there's been many diseases that they have thought that have been taken care of and eradicated, but these diseases are coming back. Let me give you a few of these. Tuberculosis. Once thought it was cured and gone, tuberculosis is on the increase. TB is now coming back stronger than it ever has before. Let me give you a couple others. Pneumonia. A lot of people every year die from pneumonia, something that is preventable, but it keeps reoccurring and coming back. Cancer, a horrible thing. It is literally, they cannot control what is taking place. They try, and many people do survive, but many do not. Meningitis, another thing that is coming back stronger than it ever has before. But I want you to think about some of the newer things that have hit our nation and our world. You think about the idea of AIDS. This has been a very destructive thing. Many, many people have died from AIDS, some from wrong lifestyle. Some innocent bystanders. You know, we got to be careful that just because someone comes down with AIDS, we're not to judge and we're not to pre-assume what is going on. There are people who do have AIDS that get it through blood transfusions and other things. But folks, most of it is because of wrong lifestyle. Then you have staph infections that are coming. We have some that are called the flesh-eating infections, that they devour the flesh. And then you think about the different types of flus. We've had the swine flu, we've had the bird flu, we've had the Asian flu, and who knows what kind of flu is coming on the horizon. But here's what I want you to be aware of and what you know. The federal government has issued some very severe and strict guidelines on taking care of many of these diseases. You talk to anyone in the healthcare system and they will tell you there's certain protocol and certain things that they have to follow with every single patient and what is taking place. But here's where we're at today. There are many of these diseases that come in that are no longer antibiotics can treat them, no longer can the normal treatment work because they have been immune to the antibodies and the different things that antibiotics that we're giving out. They are literally having a group of disease. They call these things superbugs. They have no idea how to cure. People get staph infections, sometimes from a hospital or other places, and they have no way of knowing, and the staph infection can almost kill them and sometimes does many times. I want you to see this. I want you to get this. These things are on the increase. They're there, and people don't know what to do. They're scared to death. I know the swine flu was, everyone was scared about the swine flu and there was a lot that died. And then there was a lot of big hype about it. It may come back. They're saying that it could come back even stronger. But I want you to see this. God says, if you go back to Luke, and I want you to look in Luke chapter 24 again. The Bible says, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence. But then I want you to notice the last part of this particular verse. And fearful sights and great signs there shall be from the heavens. If you're taking notes, the fourth thing I want you to see is just some side thoughts. Yesterday, 5 states, tornadoes. 10 are dead in Mississippi. Tennessee had some great damage and different things done. Tornadoes swept through 5 states. Said it's one of the worst outbreaks of tornadoes in a long while. There was an oil platform out in the Gulf of Mexico. Caught fire and exploded and sank. Now it is dumping oil at a rate that they are